very short but interesting piece from Steve Tressler from his album Center Song. Steve Tressler, the tenor saxophonist, with Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Chris Spencer on guitar, Dean Schmidt bass, and Steve Korn on drums. That was called Inner Sounds Part 2. Steve Tressler and Ingrid Jensen. Before that, we were listening to, believe it or not, Ray Noble medley. We heard first Oliver Gannon leading a group out of Vancouver, with Oliver on guitar, Miles Black piano, Jody Prosnick bass, and Blaine Wickyard on drums. They played Ray Noble's The Touch of Your Lips. And then we heard Gail Pettis singing The Very Thought of You, also by Ray Noble. She was accompanied by Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson on bass, and Mark Ivester on drums from Gail Pettis' album Here in the Moment. And that wraps it up for me for today for Jazz Northwest. We're going to be recording a lot of concerts during the Earshot Jazz Festival. Hope to see you out at some of those concerts. We'll have highlights from some concerts in future editions of Jazz Northwest. Lots of exciting music to look forward to. Fred Hirsch solo tonight, Kareem Candy Band at Sam on Thursday, and Brian Lynch and Thomas Marriott at Tula's on Saturday. Get out and hear some live music. And if you miss it or you want to hear it again, listen to Jazz Northwest. Next week on the show, we're going to be listening to highlights from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra's recent concert, featuring the music of Count Basie and also the extended suite by Jimmy Heath, The Endless Search. That's next week here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, and KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM. Thank you.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley with cold. I get a cold once a year, different times. It sneaks up behind me and taps me on the shoulder. I thought because we are awash in a political diatribe now, I'd start with these two. Thank you.
when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. It's a sin to tell a lie.
It's a sin to tell a lie. Words and music by Billy Mayhew. First up, Fats Waller, his piano, his voice, and his rhythm, 1936. Billie Holiday singing with Teddy Wilson's orchestra, 1942. Fine work on trumpet by Emmett Berry. Babe Russin playing the tenor saxophone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is Kid Ory playing his trombone from 1950.
Thank you.
Edward Kid Ory, his trombone, his band, 1950 for Columbia Records. Blues for Jimmy, he wrote that one. At a Georgia camp meeting, Carrie Mills put that one together. Teddy Buckner on trumpet, Joe Dersberg playing the clarinet, Lloyd Glenn on piano. And on Blues for Jimmy, some fine bass playing by Morty Korb. Kid Ory, 1950. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Seattle University's College of Arts and Sciences, hosting the Idealist Graduate Degree Fair, featuring 80 schools that offer advanced degrees in public administration, nonprofit leadership, social work, and more. Monday, October 10th on the Seattle U campus. More at idealist.org. KNKX is proud to sponsor the Art of Jazz Concert Series at the Seattle Art Museum downtown. This Thursday, from 5:30 to 7:30, we'll hear some of the Northwest's hardest-working jazz musicians. Saxophonist Kareem Candy, with drummer Julian McDonough, and B3 organist Delvon Lamar. Presented by Earshot Jazz and welcomed by KNKX. More info is on the calendar at knkx.org.
And now I'd like to take you on a trip to Memphis, 1928, for Victor Records. Here's Tommy Johnson.
I thought, yeah, she gave me just so late. I ain't full bottle. Give me gasoline. I fall. And you give me gasoline. Lord, good Lordy, Lord. Right, Lord, I wonder if I ever get back home. Right, Lord, I wonder if I ever get back home. Lord, good Lordy, Lord. I'm into the devil, looked up on the boat. I'd go, I love, it is the boat, train bed go. He's dodging your peril, blowing his smoke on you. He's dodging you, blowing his smoke on you. Lord, your Lordy, Lord. Lord, I had a conductor, could I ride a block?
Come on, no, you're not your man, ride a block.
Not by your ticket, by your car, it's training, none of mine. Son, buy your ticket. Train ain't not over. Son, buy your ticket. Got it, train ain't not over. Lord, good Lordy, Lord.
train is not on my Mama loading going down here. Big road by myself. If I don't care, you gon' care somebody else. Bright sun gon' shine in my bag, don't do, I don't do. Hear me tongue and put it, mama low. Sun gon' shine in my back to someday. And every gon' jingle blew my blues away. Baby, what make you do? Like you do, do, do. Like you do, do, do. Don't you hear me now? What make you do me? You think gonna do me like you just do, baby. Take it for boy money now. Sure, Lord, won't take my, I don't hear me tongue and put it, mama. Take it for boy money. Sure, Lord, won't take mine. Take it for boy money now. God won't be mine. Crying, going down this big road by myself. I don't hear me talking, putting mama loading, going down this big road by myself. If I don't care, you gon' care somebody else. Cry, sun gon' shine, dog. My bag, do some dick, I don't do. Hear me talking, pretty mama, no. Sun gon' shine, my bag, do some dick. And even though, so my blues over.
Mm-hmm. That was a set that started with Tommy Johnson playing his guitar and singing for you. Memphis, Tennessee, 1928 for Victor Records. Cool Drink of Water Blues and Big Road Blues. Assisting him, Charlie McCoy, playing second guitar. Gene Krupa, his drums, Teddy Napoleon on the piano, and Charlie Ventura playing his saxophone in a standard called Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
Now, the modern jazz quartet, which in a sense came out of the late 40s, Dizzy Gillespie Big Band, and a few changes here and there. But this one, 1954 for Prestige, has Milt Jackson vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums.
Thank you.
Modern Jazz Quartet, 1954, for Prestige Records. Milt Jackson vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. Django for the great Belgian guitarist. One bass hit for what baseball has forgotten about. And Milano for that beautiful city. First and the Third, written by John Lewis, the Modern Jazz Quartet. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Snowflake Computing, a cloud data warehousing company. Snowflake's data warehouse is built for the cloud and is committed to performance, concurrency, and simplicity so organizations can store and analyze their data. More at snowflake.net.
The Museum of Flight, all year celebrating 100 years of Boeing innovations and the Seattle culture with live performances and new exhibits monthly. Details at museumofflight.org.
Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, brothers. I think Jimmy is a little older, born early 20th century. One played the trombone, Tommy, and the other played the clarinet and the alto saxophone. But their father was a band leader, so he taught them everything. So they'd be their own family band. And they had their Dorsey Brothers Orchestra first, and then they got mad at each other for who gets to call the tune. And so in 1935, they split. Later on, they shook hands. Nevertheless, Dorsey Brothers now for you, 1934.
Door. I don't know why she didn't do that before. She gathered up her coat and took her hat off the shelf.
Now I can have my fanny all of myself.
I like my fanny, I go for fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is a gal for me.
A gentleman with a top hat asked Annie for a date. He said, I'll bring a friend for Fanny, meet us at 8. They drove out in the woods where they could be alone, and Annie's cousin Fanny is still walking home.
I like my fanny, I go for fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is a gal for me.
Annie and Fanny were friends long ago, and everywhere that Annie went, Fanny would go. But Annie's boyfriend, Harvey, said, give us a break. They tried to shake Fanny, but Fanny wouldn't shake.
Oh, they couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny. She'd go too. They couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny. What to do?
Well, here's the thing that Fanny did will give you a laugh. Fanny built a house, but it didn't have a bath. So Annie called around one day, and she said to Fanny, that's a very funny house, my dear. It's so uncanny.
I like Fanny. I go Fanny. Annie's cousin Fanny is a gal for me.
Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine. She stays at home and waits for me all the time.
You may know some girls named Annie that are divine, but you never saw a Fanny half as pretty as mine.
And his cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine.
Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Tommy and Jimmy, 1900 and, where did I put that? 34, Brunswick Records. I was going to say that, but I forgot. Glenn Miller did the arranging for Annie's cousin Fanny. He also did some singing along with Skiddy Ennis and Kay Weber on that, playing second trombone, of course, to Jimmy, to Tommy, I'm sorry. And then Judy, probably for Garland. Hoagie Carmichael wrote that. It's a rare one by him. Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, 1934. Here's Art Tatum in Los Angeles, 1953, in his version of Judy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tatum solo piano from Los Angeles, 1953 for Clef Records. Judy by Hoagie Carmichael. This Can't Be Love by Richard Rodgers. And Begin the Begin by Cole Porter. Art Tatum. And you hear him, it must be, and I've never done it, but it must be like surfing. I mean, it's all there. There isn't any... It's continuous, but it has a wonderful flexibility about it and a challenge. Where are we going now? Here we go again, you know. Art Tatum, 1953, all over the piano. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to the new KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Let's go to San Antonio, the Mississippi Sheiks.
Pack a whiskey on my back and a Chevy on my track. I'm gonna make it to the woods if I can. I take it wood to go my bail, brother to go to the county jail. You better make it to the woods if you can. If you can, if you can, you better make it to the woods if you can. If you want to have to leave home, you just mess with a bottle of corn. You have to make it to the woods if you can. You may think they're doing you wrong, but they'll send you to the county farm. You better make it to the woods if you can. If you can, if you can, you better make it to the woods if you can. When you go out for a load, the sheriff will stop you on the road. You'll have to make it to the woods if you can. It's a real surprising thing that to hear those 44s ring. You better make it to the woods if you can. If you can, if you can, you better make it to the woods if you can. Boy, they sure get to hear about it. Bootleggers have to stand shy. They gonna keep out the wilder shell if they can. If they can, if they can, they gonna keep out the wilder shell if they can.
Baby, I got the whiskey, and you got the gin. I got the whiskey, baby, and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Hey, whiskey, what you said, gin? Hey, whiskey, what you said, gin? Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. It don't make me no difference how drunk you may be. Since you don't hold back, baby, honey, loving me. Cause I got the whiskey and you got the gin. I got the whiskey and you got the gin. Let's both, baby, drink and get drunk again. Tub. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub. washboard, what you said tub? Hey, washboard, what you said tub? Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub, rub, rub. It don't make me no difference how tired you may be, since you don't hold back, baby, honey, rubbing with me. Cause I got the washboard and you got the tub. I got the washboard and you got the tub. Let's put them together, baby, and we'll rub, rub.
Mississippi Cheeks started that, 1930 in San Antonio, Texas, for OK Records. Bootleggers Blues, with Walter Vinson playing guitar and singing, and also Bo Chapman doing the same, with Lonnie Charman playing the violin. Then, from San Antonio, 1938, Bo Chapman, all by himself, guitar and voice for Bluebird Records, Let's Get Drunk Again. Mississippi Sheiks, and then one of their own, Bo Chapman, alone, later on. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Sutter Home and Hearth, sharing listeners' love of jazz, blues, and news. Sutter Home provides energy-efficient and decorative fireplaces installed and serviced by licensed and certified employees, committed to the idea that a fireplace can provide more than just heat. Information available at their Seattle showroom or online at sutterhearth.com.
It's 90 minutes that could define the next 4 years.
Telling the enemy everything
you
want to do.
You live in your own reality.
I don't believe that Hillary has the stamina.
I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Clinton and Trump face off once again. NPR will be there tonight as the candidates answer questions from voters. I'm Robert Siegel. Join me for coverage of the second presidential debate and live fact-checking from NPR News.
This evening at 6 on 88.5 KNKX.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Marley. Frank Skogelman now, playing his trumpet, Vienna, 1987, for Hat Art Records, Thelonious Monk's Mysterioso. With him, Steve Lacy on soprano saxophone, Mario Acari on oboe, Klaus Koch on string bass, and Fritz Hauser playing percussion.
Thank you.
Hans Kogelman playing his trumpet, Hat Art Records in Vienna, 1987. Steve Lacy playing soprano, Mario Acari playing oboe, Klaus Koch playing string bass, and Fritz Hauser playing percussion. Thelonious Monk's Mysterioso. I brought along some piano roll music for you. Piano rolls were, if you can imagine, a window shade about 14 inches wide. Something like that. And rolled up. And you attach it to the middle portion of the piano. Put it in there and get it in right. And then pull it down like you're pulling down the shade. And there's a roller below and you attach it to that. Then you sit back, relax, and put your feet on the two pedals at the base of the piano right in front, and you start pumping, and that's fun. You can hear all that stuff. So here are four piano rolls from me to you.
Thank you.
Four piano rolls for you, starting with Clarence Jones, 1926, doing Poor Papa. James P. Johnson, 1922, doing Look What a Fool I've Been. Then Edith Baker. She said, get those guys off the piano bench. I get a turn. I get two. 1920, Play 'em for Mama and Sing 'em for Me. 1919, Bluey, Bluey. Piano rolls right there for you. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
At Work, helping people with disabilities to be contributing members of their community. At Work is celebrating National Disabilities Employment Awareness Month, October 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Crossroads Community Park in Bellevue. More information at atworkwa.org.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sonny Rollins playing his tenor saxophone, 1956 for Prestige Records. Kenny Durham playing trumpet, Wade Legg on piano, George Morrow on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Two of them, a waltz written by Rollins called Kids Know, K-N-O-W, and Waltz Time. And Max Roach, incredible in there, what he was doing in his solo and behind everybody. And from My Fair Lady, Lerner and Lowe, I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face. My favorite version of that, by the way. Sonny Rollins, 1956. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is the new 88.5 KNKX. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Wesley Holmes, not-for-profit retirement communities and home health services, provider of independent and assisted living residences in home care, skilled nursing, and restorative therapies. More information at wesleyholmes.org for people who love life. Pacific Lutheran University, presenting Amadeus, October 13th through 22nd in the Karen Hilly Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. The play centers on the rivalry and music of composers Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and Antonio Salieri. Tickets and info at plu.edu/theater.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check what's going on here in my notes. And the time... you're listening to the new KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. And it's a pleasure for me to be here with you. And a chance to thank you again for all of you that supported me here on our fun drive and how spectacular that was in 7 days early. I mean, I've never been 7 days early in my life. But you folks were. And all that gave to this and that and the other to make KNKX stay here and get all the bills paid, and hopefully we're making you proud that we're taking care of your radio station here. And if you didn't get a chance for whatever reason to contribute, you can. And the sustaining idea of continuation and so on and so forth. Just get online, knkx.org. And they'll give you some information there about what you can do and in your turn to continue on with your wonderful support. This is a rehearsal. Sarah Vaughan, Jimmy Rolls at the piano, and his band, his arrangements. From, sometime late 1970, early 1971.
He's a fool, and don't I know it? But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love, and don't I show it? Like a babe in same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this half-pint imitation. put me on the bleed.
There's danger in in your charms, Cherie. But oh, the bliss to linger in your arms, Cherie, and kiss and kiss. Just tell me when and where we'll have our love affair. There's danger in your eyes for me, Cherie, but I don't.
At the piano and leading the orchestra, his arrangements for her. And Bewitched, written by Rodgers and Hart for Pal Joey, I think about 1940, something like that. There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie, a beauty, written by Pete Wendling and Jack Mescal. Sarah Vaughan. Jimmy Rolls, what a combination. Rehearsal tape I got from Rolls many years ago, thank you. Wherever you are, Jimmy. And it's something, it's fun. King Oliver's Band, 1927. I brought this out again because I've played it before, and I was talking about where things are. I mean, you hear them, it's not the star, you know. It's somewhere inside something. And in this case, Kid Ory's trombone is one of the most beautiful ever. Black Snake Blues, King Oliver's Band on trombone, Kid Ory.
Thank you.
King Oliver's Band, 1927, for a long time ago. And the style, all that Black Snake Blues, takes us to the depth of humanity. And Kid Ory, Edward Kid Ory's trombone, expressing that so beautifully throughout. Omer Simeon's soprano saxophone and Barney Bigard's tenor saxophone, as well as Oliver on his cornet. Around 1928, I don't want to go there yet. I want to do some business part here. All right. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Shuttle Express, offering private services for business or pleasure, including large group transportation. Shuttle Express corporate services include door-to-door transport with a choice of town car, van, or coach to SeaTac Airport or anywhere. More information at shuttleexpress.com.
It's 90 minutes that could define the next 4 years.
Telling the enemy everything
you
want to do.
You live in your own reality.
I don't believe that Hillary has the stamina.
I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Clinton and Trump face off once again. NPR will be there tonight as the candidates answer questions from voters. I'm Robert Siegel. Join me for coverage of the second presidential debate and live fact-checking from NPR News.
This evening at 6 on 88.5 KNKX.
Now to 1928, as I started to say, in a place across the East River from Manhattan called Long Island City. There was the QRS company, and they were making piano rolls, and you know, and they decided to get into, thank goodness, decided to get into making some records. And they got a hold of a young man from Duquesne outside Pittsburgh, piano player by the name of Earl Hines, and said, give us some music, Mr. Hines. And he did.
Thank you.
Piano, 1928, Long Island City, across the East River from New York, at the QRS Record Company. And four he wrote and created there. Chicago High Life, Just Too Soon, Our Monday Date, and Off Time Blues, Earl Hines. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Seattle City Light, celebrating Public Power Week by thanking customers for using energy wisely and supporting a clean energy future. More information about Seattle City Light and Public Power Week at seattle.gov/wepower.
And here's something special from me to you for this day.
God Almighty, God above, please look down and see my people through.
Today. Thank you.
The set started with the Duke Ellington Orchestra in 1958 for Columbia Records, and Come Sunday, a composition by Ellington from his suite Black, Brown, and Beige, vocalist Mahalia Jackson, violinist Ray Nance, Ellington on piano. Then Steve Lacy on soprano sax, Roswell Rudd, trombone, Paris 1999, with Jean-Jacques Avenal playing string bass and John Betch playing drums, and Monk's Dream by Thelonious Monk. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Support for 88.5 KNKX comes from
Western Washington University, offering an opportunity to earn a degree at one of 9 locations throughout the Puget Sound, including flexible programs for working adults. More information at www.edu/locations. Sutter Home and Hearth, a fixture in Ballard since 1979, serving Seattle and Eastside homes with a selection of energy-efficient fireplaces, durable barbecues, and fire pits. More information at sutterhearth.com.
Baby, baby, baby. that's all right for you. Yeah, yeah. Baby, 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 that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, most any old way you do. Woman, a three-handed woman. She's right-handed, left-handed, and underhanded too. She's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and daddy, she ain't no good for you. With her right hand, she'll caress you, while her left hand straightens your tie. Then she'll go in the other room and call up another guy. You can take her here and take her there, but you'll find before you're through, you think you're taking her, but Pop, she's taking you. 'Cause she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and daddy, she ain't no good for you. When you take her dancing, while your arms around her tight, over your shoulder she's winking her eye at every man in sight. When you kiss her goodnight, she'll tell you you're the one she's crazy about. But you can bet when you walk in, another guy walks out. She's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. Yeah, she's a three-handed woman, and daddy, she ain't no good for you. She'll caress you while the left hand dims the light. Then she'll start right in rehearsing for a date tomorrow night. When you put your arms around her, there's a love light in her eyes, a light that shines for you and me and 15 other guys. 'Cause she's a three-handed woman, and she knows just what to do. And underhanded too. If you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now, all through the week, your squad is a mouse, but on Saturday night, they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stopping at the Saturday night fish fry, it was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such.
laughing and shoving till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shove till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shove till the break of dawn. Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat-up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, and some of them had on Bobby socks. But everybody was nice and high this particular Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shove till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shove till the break of dawn. Now my buddy and me, we fell right in. We hollered, let the joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shoving till the break of dawn. Jail in a dazed condition to book each one of us on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me. It was rocket, it was rocket. You never seen such scuffing and shove till the break of dawn. It was rocket, it was rocking. You never see such scuffing and shoving till the break of dawn.
Jordan gave us three of his favorites when he was in Paris in 1973. And it's a low-down dirty shame, three-handed woman, and Saturday Night Fish Fry, followed by Kim Richmond's Concert Jazz Orchestra 1992 for Sea Breeze and their version of Indian Summer by Victor Herbert. Fine guitar work by Tom Hoons and also trombonist Rick Culver. You're listening to the new KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.
Start at 8 o'clock tonight so that we can bring you special coverage of the presidential debates from National Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. The time is 6 o'clock. From NPR News, this is live coverage of the second presidential debate. We are moments away from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton facing off on stage at Washington University in St. Louis. This 90-minute debate will have a town meeting format in which half the questions for the candidates will come from a group of uncommitted voters in the audience. The other half of the questions will be posed by the debate's two moderators, Martha Raddatz of ABC News and CNN's Anderson Cooper. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington, D.C., along with a team of reporters standing by to fact-check the candidates in real time during the debate. Our fact-check can be found at npr.org. We'll be bringing some of that reporting to you as soon as this debate is over. Stay with us for special coverage of the second presidential debate in St. Louis from NPR News. Joining me in the studio is NPR's senior editor and correspondent, Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Robert.
We have a couple of minutes before Martha Raddatz and Anderson Cooper start the town meeting and explain the rules. In that time, let's talk about the political backdrop for the second presidential debate. The situation changed radically Friday afternoon. Give us a brief run-through of the events of the weekend so far.
Robert, a weekend like no other in a campaign year like no other. After the tape, as it's now known and has been almost universally seen or available, after that we had a steady exodus of Republican office holders, former Republican office holders, Republican notables such as Condi Rice, saying they could no longer support Donald Trump. At the same time, there was the release by WikiLeaks of a number of hacked emails which purport to tell us something about what Hillary Clinton was saying in those paid speeches to Wall Street banks. And some of that is reinforcing much of the narrative that had been negative for Hillary Clinton in the campaign, particularly the criticisms brought by Bernie Sanders during the primaries. We have also seen in just the past hour a special news conference on Facebook Live organized by Donald Trump, bringing together several women who were accusers of Bill Clinton back during his presidency about incidents that had happened earlier, and not so much in his presidency, although one did involve a time during his presidency, and then a fourth woman who said that she had been raped when she was 13, not by Bill Clinton, but by a man who was later defended by a court-appointed attorney, and that was Hillary Rodham Clinton.
And in fact, the allegations against Bill Clinton were something that Donald Trump alluded to in his initial Facebook response to the release and to all the reaction to the release of that video.
Yes, and he had threatened to talk about it at the end of the first debate, but then said he had decided not to do so because it would not be nice. But he threatened that he would in the future, and of course circumstances have changed in the last 48 hours to, if you will, force his hand.
Well, it's an unprecedented set of events that have unfolded in the past couple of days preceding this debate. This debate is in the town meeting format. What's essentially different about a town meeting format from a stand-up debate?
Half of the questions are supposed to come from a group of people, about 40 people who were selected for their questions. Perhaps about 8 of those questions will actually get asked. The other half of the questions will be posed by Martha Raddatz and Anderson Cooper, but they will have come from social media. Mm-hmm. They're being selected or gleaned from many, many suggestions coming in to the moderators from social media.
By the way, those women who accused Bill Clinton, who took part in that event prior to the debate, are in the audience as this
Good
debate
evening.
Gets
I'm
underway.
Raddatz from ABC News.
And I'm Anderson Cooper from CNN. We want to welcome you to Washington University in St. Louis for the second presidential debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates. Tonight's debate is a town hall format, which gives voters a chance to directly ask the candidates questions. Martha and I will ask follow-up questions, but the night really belongs to the people in this room and to people across the country who have submitted questions online.
The people you see on this stage were chosen by the Gallup organization. They are all from the St. Louis area and told Gallup they haven't committed to a candidate. Each of them came here with questions they want to ask, and we saw those questions for the first time this morning. Anderson and I and our team from ABC and CNN are the only ones who have seen them. Both candidates will have 2 minutes to answer each audience and online question. We hope to get to as many questions as we can, so we've asked the audience here not to slow things down with any applause, except for now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Republican nominee for President, Donald J. Trump, and the Democratic nominee for President, Hillary Clinton.